Good morning, everybody. We got a big show for you today. First off, I want to tell you that Larry Pierce will be here. It was reported that he won't, but he will be here.
I didn't hear that he would be or he would, that he wouldn't be.
Larry Pierce, you're a huge fan of his music, aren't you? I play his songs all the time.
Is that right?
Here's a couple that you've heard on the show before, and he will be here to perform live today, Larry Pierce.
She licked my scrotum. She licked my scrotum.
Guy's great. He's got a million hits.
You can kiss me all over and tickle me with clover, baby. You can even suck my cock. You can lay me in the grass and lick me on my ass or jack me off with a sock. Hit me up against the wall and suck and lick my balls. You can give it everything you got, but there ain't nothing like a good hard fucking.
What a catchy term.
Oh, he's got a million of them. You know Hillbilly Cox?
No.
She keeps her rhythm by beating my meat. She strokes it up and down with a dirty old sock. My baby likes her music and my hillbilly cock.
Hillbilly cock. You know that one. It's got a good chorus, that one. Wait.
There's no course.
There is, but I fast-forwarded through it. And he's coming in. He's got a new release out.
Oh, he does. What has he been working on?
He's got some great new stuff. I'll give you a little sample. I won't play him all the way through. This one, well, this is a good one.
She's a worthless cunt.
A little more pop.
She don't work. She lays around all day. She's a worthless cunt.
Kind of a pop feel to it, more than the country thing. Here's one called...
He's mainstreaming. Trying to cross over.
This is his brand new hit. I want to show her some affection, but she's got a yeast infection. Amazing musician.
Well, I was making love the other day, and I put my hand between her lovely legs. She was giving me a hickey when I felt something sticky, and I didn't know exactly what to say.
Never knows what to say.
Slowly I removed her underwear.
Listen, Ego.
Then she reached down and scratched her pubic hair. Well, I knew I wasn't dreaming when I saw that yellow semen. And the smell of catfish really filled the air. I want to show her my affection, but she's got a yeast infection, and her underwear is sticking to the wall.
Fred, you got to get into the dirty song thing. This guy's good.
Man, he tells a story.
He does. He weaves a yarn.
And he's on top of, you know, all the modern illnesses.
He yarns a weave or whatever. He's on top of all of it. I haven't heard this one. Every time I shit. Guy wrote them all. Wrote them all himself. And they're really good songs.
Well, I'm sitting on the toilet, staring at the walls. I can feel the cool, clear water splashing soft against my balls. Well, that's when I start thinking about my favorite fantasy. And my dick begins to harden as the shit pains come through me. And I think about you every time I shit.
Oh, my.
Wow. I think about your pussy, and I want to lick your clit. With each part I fantasize about my head between your thighs. Yes, I think about you every time I shit.
Weird.
Jeez. Does that happen to people?
I don't know. That's one of those songs I can't relate to. Like, if I'm into a chick, although maybe he's really not into her. I don't know. But he'll be here, Larry Pierce, and the guy's got a brand new album out. A lot of tracks, too many to play here, you know.
It's a getting late.
It's a getting late.
This is more pop.
I just can't wait.
Big band kind of sound.
Till the band stops the playing and the crowd begins to dissipate. I'm gonna take you home, get you all alone. Then I'm gonna pop the question I've been waiting on for so long. Will you swallow my cum?
Will you swallow my cum?
Swish it all around and gulp down and lick it off of your thumb.
Now in some songs you find out, like, Little Red Corvette means clitoris.
Right, that they're masked. They're, all this stuff is, symbols for something else.
The thing I like about this guy, Larry, is, like, when he says cock, it means cock. Right.
He's hiding nothing.
There's no metaphors. Yeah.
No. He literally tells you what's going on, and as one who never could understand lyrics, I appreciate it. I like this guy, Larry Pierce. We'll get to meet him. And you know him, you love him, and you can't live without him, right?
It's funny because, you know, Larry's actually going for the joke, but there's a hit song now. You played it last week called I Wanna Fuck You.
Right.
Yeah, that's right. Larry was way ahead of that curve.
Yeah. And then I heard another song. I don't know whether this was a joke or not, but it was called Junk in a Box.
Look, why don't we take a break, and then Larry Pierce is going to be here. We have to honor him with his new album. He's got some killer tunes.
And
the man, and so few things are known about Larry Pierce. I, for one, am anxious to learn how this great artist got started. I think he's one of our greatest. I really do think he's one
of
our greatest.
Does he make his living solely in music? That's what I want to know.
Well, save that. Write it down, Robin.
All right.
That could be your first question.
I knew very few things about Larry Pierce until today. For instance, this I didn't know. He existed.
Right.
That's the first thing you learn.
Well, maybe it's time you learned about him.
No, dude, I'll pay respect.
All right. We'll be back right after these words with lots more show. I don't smell any gas. Don't worry, baby. We're going to be here.
I'm going.
Right after these words. This is the shit right here.